stores.
Something new is happening every minute of every day to impact your business, your investments, your opportunities to enrich your life. Forbes.com is here to help. You'll find over 1,500 stories a day on business, technology, the latest market updates, personal investment advice, the world's best in travel, cars, and wines, and the famed Forbes lists. Manage your portfolio and track the latest news on companies and the executives who run them with our exclusive tracker tools and alerts. Get the up-to-the-minute information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Prayers and satanic signs. George W. Bush today heard prayers for him and for the nation he's supposed to lead over the next 4 years. At the Interfaith Service in Washington National Cathedral, the Reverend Billy Graham prayed that Bush and Cheney will have a clear mind, a warm heart, and calmness in the midst of turmoil. The service also included readings from the New and Old Testaments, prayers led by Christian and Jewish clerics, and the hymn God of Our Fathers. The 86-year-old Graham, taking part in his 9th presidential inaugural, also had a prayer for America over the next 4 years. He said, quote, "Renew our vision, restore our faith, and rekindle our desire to love and serve all humanity." Meanwhile, there appears to be some confusion between Texans and Norwegians, a cultural divide. The residents of the Scandinavian country were surprised to see the Bush family yesterday appear to salute Satan during the inaugural parade. Bush and his family were seen raising their right hands, extending the index and pinky fingers. Now, where Bush is from, that's the salute of the University of Texas Longhorns. Everybody makes the signs and shout, "Hook 'em horns," during the games. Overseas, in Norway, that gesture seen as a sign of the devil. In Norway in particular, the salute is popular among death metal and black metal groups and fans. Citing a need for domestic energy, the Bush administration is now planning to open for exploratory drilling. Thousands of acres on Alaska's North Slope that have been protected for decades because of migratory birds and caribou. The Bureau of Land Management's concluded oil and gas exploration in the northeastern corner of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska can be conducted with what they call minimal impact on the wildlife. While most of the 22-million-acre reserve is open to oil development now, the northeast corner has been fenced off dating back to the Reagan administration because of environmental concerns. That area is also viewed as having the highest oil and gas potential. Interior Secretary Gail Norton is expected to sign off on the BLM's recommendation next week to open that area for drilling. Soon, no more Powells. Following the departure of Secretary of State Colin Powell, now his son, FCC Chairman Michael Powell, is reportedly planning to step down. Powell was appointed as a commissioner at the FCC 7 years ago, appointed chairman by Bush in January 2001. His tenure at the FCC has been marked by deregulation of telecom and media. The most dramatic moves, though, were on the indecency issue, the fallout from the Janet Jackson Super Bowl appearance, and the firing of Howard Stern. Officials at the FCC says Powell plans to stay on the job for a while, but will probably leave by March. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
All right, Gloria, who is he?
Who's who, Harold?
That guy who emails you every day.
You mean AccuWeather.com?
Oh, you admit it. Who is he?
I signed up for AccuWeather.com alerts. I get the local forecasts for anywhere, anytime, emailed to me every day.
Well, isn't he thoughtful?
No, Harold, it's a web thingy. AccuWeather.com alert also emails me any severe weather bulletins right away.
You expect me to believe that?
And it's free, Harold.
Free? How stupid do you think I am, Gloria?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
AccuWeather.com. Link to it for free, access it for free, buy it for your site.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old friend, songwriter, screenwriter, author Alice Randall. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Oh, God, it's Friday. Oh, my God. As soon as we do a break, Jesus, he just started. He's talking about breaks already. As soon as we do a break, we have a little sound we're going to play for you, SpongeBob SquarePants. So stick around for that. But you know, that SpongeBob thing still has me fascinated. It does. It's gotten a lot of press now. Didn't Keith Olbermann talk about it? Was it last night? Yeah. If Keith Olbermann talks about it, you know it's weird. I love that program. Anyway, the SpongeBob thing, SquarePants, whatever. I've never seen the I've never seen the cartoon. I know what is the burger joint that has the big SpongeBob SquarePants on the? Is that a Burger King? Is that a Burger King? And I know a lot of people are stealing the what do you call it? Balloon, whatever it is. The you know. But what fascinates me about this is the same thing that fascinated me about Falwell insisting that Tinky Winky, is it Tinky Winky, who happens to be my favorite Teletubby, was the Tinky Winky was gay, and that gay people caused 9/11, and you gay this and gay that, and my question is, and I'm not being too trite with you here. Maybe a little bit, but do all right-wing evangelical fake Christians think of gay sex when they see kids' cartoons? I just wonder. Now, I know they're not real Christians any more than the cartoon characters are real. I understand that. Making a distinction. But what is it in these cartoons or these cartoon characters that make them think of having sex with a man, if they're men? They never seem to see lesbians in the cartoons. See, that's the giveaway right there. They don't see lesbians in the cartoons. And it's okay. You know, the lesbians cavorting around television, apparently they're okay. I never hear this demented Dobson or the crazy Falwell or the totally sickened Pat Robertson talking about lesbians. You know why? Because lesbian sex is a male thing, you know, right? Hey, a couple of girls getting it on. Hey, whoa! Right? And I'm sure that that reaches all the way into the evangelical fake Christian community, too. I think about Jimmy Swaggart. Remember Jimmy Swaggart when he got caught with the sex worker? Oh, come on. He got caught with a hoe. No offense to sex workers. And you just know he probably said to her, can you get another woman in here? Is there any way we can get a second woman in here? Thank you, Jesus. They're fakes. Of course they're fakes. You know, I made a resolution. I'm not going to Christian bash without explaining over and over and over again that I see the distinction between followers of Christ and these thugs who use the cross as a weapon. But anyway, it just fascinates me. What is it about cartoon characters that make these evangelical fake Christian leaders fantasize about male sex? Now, they can't talk about homosexual sex without thinking about it. I mean, that's an impossibility. You can't do it. You simply can't do it. That's like, okay, everybody in the room, don't think of an elephant. Right? Same thing. So when they're saying SpongeBob or Tinky Winky is queer, can you imagine where their minds are going? Do they think in biblical terms? Do they think about David? Was it the patriarch David? Wasn't he gay? Didn't David in the Bible? Didn't he sleep with? Isn't there something in the Psalms celebrating male on male love? Right? Huh? So do they think about that? Do they think, oh, I wish I were David? You know what? What do they think about when they see SpongeBob SquarePants and insist that because they're talking about tolerance, that somehow that has to do with queer people? Well, what is that? Now, if anyone, I'm not asking this rhetorically. If anyone has an answer that I can use on the radio, you know, email it to me. All right? They all had a crush on Bugs Bunny, I guess, when he dressed up like a girl bunny in the old Looney Tunes. Remember that? Bugs Bunny, who prances around naked anyway, doesn't have any clothes on. Think about that. And Porky Pig? What about Porky Pig? Huh? Why, when Porky Pig gets out of a shower, does he put a towel around himself? Why is that? Porky Pig doesn't wear pants. You know, he's got a little jacket on and no pants. He just wanders around, no pants. A pantsless pig. Why don't they go after that? I mean, isn't that grossly obscene? Isn't that just unbelievably, blatantly, in your face, sexual? Porky Pig. Look, I don't have any pants on. So you have all these naked cartoon characters running around. Donald Duck, he's another one. Wears a little jacket and that funky hat, but no pants. What is it with cartoon characters that they don't wear pants, but they wear jackets? Maybe I have an answer to that I can use on the radio. It just fascinates me. They just fascinate me, these fake Christian evangelical leaders. Somehow they've gotten to be leaders. How do you go to what is it called, Liberty University up in Virginia, Falwell's college, or Robertson, what's his called, Jesus University or something, and then how do you go to the one over in South Carolina, Bob Jones University? How do you go to these universities and keep a straight face? Huh? Hey, they're showing pornography at the student union. Oh, yeah? What? SpongeBob SquarePants. full-length cartoon, man. The whole 22 minutes. You're kidding! Yeah, and there's a Looney Tunes medley marathon coming up, too. Naked cartoon characters. They got little jackets on, but they're all running around butt naked. I'm sorry. We'll play the SpongeBob thing for you at some point. It's just, I don't know. Okay, from the ridiculous to the comedic, I guess it's comedic, you know that Cheney is cueing everybody in that the next target could be Iran, which would be a gross mistake. You know, Iran is not Iraq. Iran may be run by religious nutcases, but they're no crazier than Falwell and Robertson and Dobson. I wonder if the mullahs over there insist that SpongeBob SquarePants is gay. Anyway, Cheney has removed any doubt that the Bush crime family intends to, I guess, go to war with the theocrats in Tehran. He said he was on the IMUS program the other day. Yeah, that's where he was. And he said that Iran was right at the top of the Bush crime family's list of places where, you know. But then he went on to say something interesting. He said that Israel might well decide to act first to destroy Iran's nuclear program. Now, in the first place, if that is the case, it's strictly, you know, Cheney would never have said that. Unless somebody in the Sharon government had said, hey, Dick, come here. When you go on IMUS tomorrow, here's a little, you'll pardon the expression, bomb you can drop. We might go after him. And Cheney said the Israelis then would let the rest of the world, Cheney's words, worry about cleaning up the diplomatic mess afterward. Now, I don't know. What is Cheney saying? That the Israelis are executioners for the United States? It wouldn't surprise me. Or are we executioners for the Israelis? That wouldn't surprise me very much either. What is he saying? Why is he saying it to begin with? Why is he going on Don Imus's program and saying, well, you know what? Iran's right at the top of our list. We may blow those little boogers. I don't know. Clear to kingdom come. And if we don't, the Israelis will. What is he? Is he the spokesman for the Israeli government now? Oh, well. It's a Friday night. Why am I talking about this, huh? Oh, and Cheney says that Tehran has what he calls a robust new nuclear program. Yeah, he does. And what's the rest of it? The mullahs might attack their neighbors. And what else? Well, you've heard it before.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The Bush regime underfunded policies like No Child Left Behind by billions. But at least it kept someone rolling in the cash. The pundits and PR firms it paid to hype the policies. The government bribed commentator Armstrong Williams with $240,000 to plug No Child Left Behind and push colleagues to promote it as well. And that's just the tip of the propaganda iceberg. Last year, the administration distributed fake news videos promoting Medicare changes to local TV stations. 40 stations ran the videos, which featured actors pretending to be reporters. In 2002, the government circulated fake news videos on drug policies. Those ran on 300 stations. So how do you know your news isn't government propaganda? It's hard to tell with today's corporate media, which have abandoned real reporting to save cash and avoid being called liberal. To borrow from Hemingway, we all need built-in shock-proof BS detectors. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Oh. 21 past the hour. Oh, the phone number here, yes, I'm sorry. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. It is toll-free. Unless you're calling from Europe, I guess. That's not toll-free, right? All right, are we ready? Okay, we're ready. Here, SpongeBob, in his own words, and you tell me if he sounds like some sort of a gay threat to our young children. You tell me, Truth Seekers. Here it is.
I sleep with my shoes on. I like jelly on both sides of my toes. I've got an overdue library book. I've said the word fancy in conversation. I like to dance to loading zone announcements. I still don't have my driver's license. I'm a little on the short side. And I'm wearing 3 pairs of underwear right now.
That sounds like Jerry Falwell on Ritalin. Or Helium. Oh, my God. Now, I have to be honest with you. That's the first time I've ever heard SpongeBob SquarePants' voice. Yeah, we kind of don't watch that. Although, I did get an email from someone who's going to remain nameless here because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But my correspondent says, the one SpongeBob SquarePants episode you have to watch is when SpongeBob and his friend Patrick pick on SpongeBob's girlfriend, Sandy, who, by the way, is an astronaut squirrel under the sea. Yeah, it's a cartoon. It's not supposed to make sense. Anyway, they pick on Sandy and the fact that she's from Texas. It's an absolutely hilarious episode, as all things Texan are denigrated to the nth degree. If you ever have the opportunity to get your hands on a tape of this episode, sit down with Molly and Kathy and laugh your tuckuses off. Bob has a girlfriend? Does Dobson know that? Okay. Interspersing the obscene with the crazy. Let's go back to the obscene. Did you hear that Rumsfeld has canceled a planned visit to Germany? He was there's a conference coming up in Munich. The Munich Security Conference is coming up in February. And Rumsfeld has canceled his plans to go there because his ass might be arrested. And you know, he could be locked up and prosecuted for war crimes. That's according to the German news agency Deutsche Presseagentur, DPA. No, don't send me the right pronunciation, okay? Rumsfeld informed the German government via the U.S. Embassy that he's not going to take part in the conference now. That's, you know, just, no, I'm not coming. What happened was, I'm sure you know this, the New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights had filed a complaint back in December with the Federal German Prosecutor's Office against Rumsfeld, and this had to do with the war crimes and torture and death and destruction that Rumsfeld authorized in Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Everybody in the Bush crime family signed off on this. They all did. You know, don't anybody tell you anything different. Every single one of these criminals, including the criminal in chief, signed off on this. So, but they're going after Rumsfeld. After the complaint was filed back in December, Rumsfeld said, "Well, I'm not going to come unless you just stomp that legal action into the ground." Well, the Germans didn't, you see, because they have a history. They know. We have yet to go through the history. The Germans went through the history starting in the mid-20s up until 1945. And 2 years later, a year, 2 years later, during the Nuremberg war trials. So written into the German Constitution I don't know if it's in the German Constitution, but it is part of their legal code. War crimes are outlawed. Not here. Crimes against humanity are outlawed. Not here. Genocide is outlawed. Not here. And all of that is outlawed in the German legal code, independent of where the crime took place, or who committed the crime, or where that criminal lives. It doesn't make any difference. If that criminal comes into onto German soil, the Germans can bust him and charge him with war crimes. Now, the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York that filed this complaint and asked the German government to take action. And by the way, the German government hasn't decided yet. They're looking at it. They're taking a look at it. But the Center for Constitutional Rights said the center, and four Iraqis allegedly tortured. See, you got to add that. When they were in U.S. custody, filed the complaint with German authorities against Rumsfeld, former CIA Director George Tenet, and eight other senior military and civilian officials over what happened at Abu Ghraib, and other places in Iraq, too. And the center said it had turned to German prosecutors as what they call a court of last resort because the U.S. government is unwilling to open an independent investigation, and the U.S. government refused to join the International Criminal Court. Now we understand why, don't we, huh? There was some speculation, well, why won't the United States join International Criminal Court? That seems like an honorable thing to pursue war criminals and people that torture and do horrible things that are not exactly Christian. Well, yeah, but that's kind of quaint, isn't it?
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny. Try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect Geico commercials to be funny. But I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, Geico is cutting rates for car insurance. That's serious news. So please, don't expect me to go for cheap laughs with sounds like this, or this, or even this. I mean, nobody is known for saving you money on car insurance like Geico, and now Geico is cutting its rates in New York even more. So no jokes, no pratfalls, no clever asides, such as if you really want to laugh, you should see the tie I'm wearing right now, none of that stuff. Just important news from the company famous for saving you money and, of course, a talking lizard. Now Geico's rates in New York are even lower. So call 1-800-947-AUTO today. That's 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com. Because when we say 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, we're not kidding around. And just so we know the difference, this is kidding around. Thank you.
Planet check. On the state level, we've seen more and more progress on renewable energy.
That's Alan Nogi, director of the Clean Energy Program for Union of Concerned Scientists.
We now have 18 states plus the District of Columbia that have required utilities to increase their use of renewable energy to generate electricity.
This will lead to the development of 25,000 megawatts of new renewable energy supplies.
That's enough to power 17 million homes, and it's the pollution equivalent of taking almost 10 million cars off the road.
If the states lead, the leaders will follow.
Now we need the administration and Congress to appreciate the leadership actions that the state has taken and do the same thing on the federal level.
Find the Union of Concerned Scientists at ucsusa.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
What's happening, everybody? Yo, it's truly the Groovy Ghoulie, the Dapper Toe Tapper. I'll be tapping again real soon. But this week on the Kyle Jason Show, since the departure of Kwaze and Fume, the NAACP is looking for a new man. Rumor has it that Russell Simmons could be that new man. Can you believe it? We'll be taking your phone calls to find out what you think about that, along with music that moves and inspires as we do each and every Saturday night. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, only on Air America Radio.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, Clinton just sent this to me. It's from the Chicago Tribune. Several hundred Evanston Township high school students walked out of classes yesterday to protest Bush's policies. A 16-year-old sophomore said Bush went to Iraq for no reason. There are no weapons of mass destruction. He lied. A 15-year-old student agreed, noting, "This walkout is important because Bush doesn't control everything in the United States. We have a right to say what we want. He's acting like a dictator, sending too many troops to Iraq and hurting too many families." Students, according to the Chicago Tribune, students left the school at 9:45 a.m. but returned by early afternoon. They will be marked absent, school administrators said, because only 8 absences are allowed per semester. A school spokeswoman, Kathy Miles, said they each know how many absences they can afford. It's a free speech issue. I'm not sure what that means. High school students. Well, good for you. Lance in Manhattan wrote to me and says, "As I watch the Republicans start up their propaganda machine to get the sheep ready for the potential invasion of Iran by American Incorporated, I foolishly ponder if there will be any Democratic Party opposition. So I do some checking." Howard Dean? Dean said, quote, "Democrats need to start acting like Democrats again." Well, Lance writes, Dean's on the record everywhere saying George Bush has been too soft on Iran and that the United States needs to, quote, "take a much harder line on Iran," close quote. That doesn't exactly match his Democrats finding themselves mantra, but Dean's rhetoric on Iran does in fact match up quite well with his record as governor of Vermont. "I don't believe this self-appointed savior of the DNC has set himself up too well to oppose the possible invasion of Iran by America Incorporated. How about Barack Obama?" Lance writes. "The new king of the liberals. The gay-fearing approver of stolen elections. Surely Obama will be a key player in Democratic Party opposition to our potential invasion of Iran." Well, no. Seems Barack Obama has been calling for missile strikes against Iran since last September. Should Iran dare to disobey our commands? Hard to imagine our liberal leader here trying to stop a war against a country he's been publicly advocating blowing up since September, Lance writes. He goes on to say, "The Democratic Party has already laid its own groundwork to once again play dead and let American corporate without just cause roll over another third world nation. And this," Lance writes, "is why I no longer protest Republicans. For as sick and un-American as those bastards truly are, it's the betrayal of the Democratic Party that leaves the people without representative government, voiceless and powerless. The Democratic Party is no longer interested in standing up for people, for truth or for justice. The Democratic Party clearly no longer wants the job. They just want our votes for not being as bad as the Republicans." Dean's and Obama's positions on Iran show me that they still don't get it, and that my support of core democratic principles and values will continue to leave me standing far from the Democratic Party I was once proud to belong to. Lance in Manhattan. I didn't know that about Dean. I didn't know that about Obama. Did you all? Thank you, Lance. Did you all know that? Huh? That was the reason, I had to commit a personal act of treachery when I voted for John Kerry. It's strictly a protest vote. But was because I knew his position on Iraq was sending more troops, more killing. And, you know, I'll never do that again. I will never do that again. I've done it before. For candidates that, you know, I voted for Clinton twice, knowing full well that Clinton was a Republican light. And as far as I'm concerned, of the worst kind, because Clinton was so personable, and is, and he's so likable. You know, he'll put his arm around you and give you a hug and reach up with his stiletto and cut your throat. And just watch the blood leak all over the floor, and he'll look. Hey, you're getting something on you're getting something on your shoes there. Here, you want a towel? No, the right wingers that go after Clinton, you know, they're sick. They're disgusting and contemptible. Clinton was one of them. He was just personal and you know, kind of a good guy about it. Now I know I'm pissing off some of you Democrats, and I'm sorry. Please don't email me. You know, don't. Don't, okay? I just, you know, I get enough emails full of hate and vitriol from right-wingers, you know, you progressives, liberals, Democrats, you know, you could just try to let it go by, all right? I really would appreciate it. I mean, if you want to make a point, make a point. But, you know, to send me an email and say, oh, you did it again, you son of a bitch, you're attacking the Democrats. Why don't you attack the Republicans? Come on. We've outgrown that, haven't we? Haven't we outgrown that by this point? We surely have, haven't we? After Al Gore and John Kerry and George Bush twice and all the stuff that went down, we've outgrown that now, haven't we? Can't we take a pact, make an agreement here, or just take an on-the-radio pact that you and I, Democrats, true and blue, we'll never again commit acts of personal treachery and vote for a Democrat that we know is not a Democrat. Can we do that? Is there any way that we can do that? No, I'm not going to spend the night bitching and beating up on Democrats. But can't we do that? Can we? Are we mature enough? Are we politically savvy enough? Isn't it time to really step back just for a moment and realize that the Democratic Party is nothing but a shadow of the Republican Party? Now, we can reform it. I say kill it and start over again. But for all those people out there who want to reform the Democratic Party, bless you. God bless you. Go for it. But if you're going to reform the Democratic Party, please, please, please do the homework. Like Lance. And find out where these guys stand. Check out Hillary Clinton. You know, I keep hearing about Hillary Clinton's going to run for the presidency in 2008. You know, Hillary Clinton. Yeah, why not? She's just like Lieberman. She's just like Harry Reid. You know, these are not Democrats, damn it. They're just not. Never mind. I knew you all get tired of that. I understand. Okay, we're going to get some phone calls, a lot of them. In the Times a week ago, 8 days ago. Here's your proof that Gonzalez lied under oath and committed perjury. When he was at that hearing, when was that, Kathy? A week, 10 days ago? When Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez? Times reported that at the urging of the White House, congressional leaders, that means Democrats and Republicans, scrapped a legislative measure last month, back in December, that would have imposed new restrictions on the use of torture by American intelligence officers. Now, this is in the Times. This is according to congressional officials who all spoke off the record. The defeat of this proposal affects about three dozen alleged senior members of Al-Qaeda and its offshoots. Here's what it says. The Senate had approved the new restrictions by a 96-2 vote. 96-2. Even the Republicans got on board and said, we cannot be a nation that sanctions officially torture. That was part of the intelligence reform legislation. The legislation, the restrictions would have explicitly extended to the CIA a prohibition against torture or even inhumane treatment. It would have required the CIA as well as the Pentagon to report to Congress about what they were doing. But in intense closed-door negotiations, congressional officials said, four senior members from the House and Senate deleted the restrictions from the final bill after the White House expressed opposition. The White House said, no, no, get those prohibitions against torture out of there. Now, what does that mean, the White House? Well, it means Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Andy Card, and maybe Bush. So while the Senate, for Christ's sake, that is predominantly Republican, even the mass killer supporters in the Pentagon were saying, or, I'm sorry, in the Senate were saying, we can't do this. The White House heard about this and said, okay, get me Hastert, get me DeLay, get me Frist, and get me, this is why you saw Trent Lott introducing people at the inauguration the other day. Get me these four guys. All right, now you guys go back there and say, get that the hell out of there. So, when Gonzalez sat there during his testimony and said, well, I'll have to get back to you on that. He's a filthy liar. He committed perjury. He knew what the policy was on torture. It was official, sanctioned, U.S. government torture. It was okay. But the only time you can catch hell for lying is if you lie about, messing around with your girlfriend in the Oval Office. Then you can be impeached. If you lie about torture, you get promoted if you're a Republican.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733, or visit Colox.com at Colox.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited-time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, it is indeed. 10 minutes before the hour. Nothing but phone calls when we come back after the next break. I'll try to squeeze in a couple here, but I've just got to finish this story from the Times about all the lies that Condoleezza Rice, the perjurious lies, that's perjury, that Rice and Gonzalez committed. Do you commit perjury? Yeah, okay. The acts of perjury they committed in both of their hearings. They're sworn in. These people are sworn in. They take an oath. In a letter to members of Congress sent in October and just made available by the White House about 10 days ago in response to inquiries, Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor at the time, expressed opposition to outlawing torture on the grounds that it, quote, provides legal protections to foreign prisoners to which they are not now entitled, dot, 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 close quote. This is the woman who's going to be Secretary of State. This is a woman the Democrats in the Senate are going to vote for. Gonzalez is the man the Democrats in the Senate are going to vote for as Attorney General. Now, a week ago, about a week ago, both Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a Republican, and Representative Jane Harman, a California Democrat, said that the lawmakers in both houses had ultimately decided that the question of whether to extend the restrictions on torture to intelligence officers was too complex to be included in the legislation. So there you have it, Truth Seeker. I expect that kind of attitude from Republicans. I don't expect it from Democrats, and that's why the Democratic Party, to me, is dead. We're on life support. Did you understand that? Susan Collins and Jane Harman, a Republican and a Democrat, said that the question of whether or not to extend restrictions on torture to CIA officers and private contractors, that question is too complex to be included in the legislation that they all signed off on and said, okay, well, what the hell, go ahead. Just don't let us know about it. Stick with that freak in Kazakhstan. He puts people in boiling water. Martin Lederman, a former Justice Department lawyer who left the Justice Department in 2002, said that this administration had, quote, always wanted to leave a loophole where the CIA could engage in actions, dot, 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 that constitute torture. So Bush stands up there yesterday and says that his second administration is going to be all about liberty. Or no, he said freedom. Yeah, and what did he say? Freedom in America depends on freedom in other countries? You know, like Kazakhstan? No. Saudi Arabia? No. Egypt? No. Where then? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Which is a very healthy response. It really is. So, anyway, the whole point of that was just to bring up the question of whether or not what Rice and in his turn, Gonzalez, what they said constituted perjury. Gonzalez said he was, you know, oh, I hate torture. When they talk about senior White House officials, who are they talking about? Gonzalez's name is all over the memos on torture. Who are they talking about when they talk about senior White House officials? Laura Bush? No. They're talking about Gonzalez, among others. Well, I don't know, Senator. Have you got that clip again? Kathy, can you call up that clip? Okay. Because I want to play it again. A man who sits there, well, of course, why not? Why not commit perjury? Nobody's going to call him on it. Why not have Condoleezza Rice commit perjury? Who's going to say anything? Joe Biden? Joe Biden? Huh? Patrick Leahy? Ted Kennedy? Who is going to say to Rice or Gonzalez or to any of these people? Sir or ma'am, as the case may be, do you understand what swearing an oath means when you come into a congressional hearing, whether it's the House or the Senate? Do you understand what that means? I'll have to get back to you on that. So when Gonzalez makes this statement, is this perjury?
Can U.S. personnel legally engage in torture under any circumstances?
Can U.S. military personnel?
U.S. personnel. Of course, that would include military as well as intelligence personnel or others who are under the auspices of our government.
There are obligations under the treaty against the torture, and there are obligations under the anti-torture statute. I suppose without, I don't believe so, but I'd want to get back to you on that.
I don't believe so, but I'd want to get back to you on that. And this corrupt human being, corrupt down to the bottom of his soul, was one of the people who insisted when the Senate said by a vote of 96-2, we don't think we can handle torture by the CIA. Sorry, we're going to vote no on that one. This corrupt individual, Alberto Gonzalez, was the one of the four senior White House officials who summoned congressional leaders and said, all right, boys, get your asses back across a town, get into the House and the Senate and turn that around quick. And they did. You and I live in a country, Truth Seeker, if you're living in America and listening to this, I should say if you live in the United States and listen to this, you and I now live in a country that sanctions torture and allows the highest legal officers and diplomatic officers in this government to commit perjury. Bill Clinton, now let's see, why did they impeach? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the Balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip for me, Jerry Rice. Go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, cleaning up and explaining. The party is over. They're putting away the stacks of the metal fences, and the workers took apart the bleachers and the sound equipment. Beer caps, wine corks, plates, napkins, and an occasional dinner roll were littering the floor and stairs of the giant ballrooms as they cleaned it up today. One worker said after the inauguration and the parties, what a mess. Meanwhile, trying to explain the second-term agenda. In his speech yesterday, Bush pledged to end tyranny around the world and promote democracy. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said today Bush, quote, made it clear it was not something preceded by force of arms. He said, I think you'll see him carry a new level of, shall we say, support for democratic forces in various countries. It doesn't mean, said Boucher, we abandon our friends, but many of our friends realize it's time for them to change anyway. Boucher cited municipal elections in Saudi Arabia as one democratic advance, and he said the U.S. has long raised objections to human rights violations in China. The Iraqi elections are a week from Sunday. There was more violence and death in Iraq today. At least 14 people killed, 40 wounded. A car bomb attack at a Shiite mosque in Baghdad. West of Baghdad, a dozen gunmen stormed a police station and blew it up. No injuries reported, but the gunmen fled with weapons and other gear. At least 7 people killed during an attack on a wedding party south of Baghdad. A cousin of the groom says the attacker drove a booby-trapped ambulance into the garden where the celebration was taking place and detonated it. The bride and groom injured, doesn't say how badly. 14 other people also hurt. Meanwhile, a prominent Sunni cleric issued a fresh call today for putting off the January 30th elections, he says, until the country is safer and free of foreign occupiers. A radio station in Texas is using Osama bin Laden as a marketing tool. The station's erected about 20 billboards around Dallas-Fort Worth featuring Osama bin Laden, appearing with him in some of the signs, former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein and the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Those ads say, two down, one to go. The signs with bin Laden alone on the billboard say, some people want you dead. The station general manager says they're just trying to get people's attention. Consumer confidence down a bit to start the new year, 2005. The University of Michigan's mid-month report on consumer sentiment for the first half of January said to have declined more than a point from December. The stock market numbers were down today as well. Lower expectations on the economy, they say, are influenced by worries about jobs, and that could make people spend less in 2005. Investors are very watchful of these reports because consumer spending represents about 2/3 of all U.S. economic activity. This is Air America Radio News.
Wanted.
Video game music composer.
Sound designer.
Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film.
Dialogue editor.
Music recorder.
ADR.
Foley.
Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers.
Pro Tools.
Logic Audio.
Final Cut Pro.
Ableton Live.
Traktor DJ Studio.
Puramind. Advanced digital audio training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school.
It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If the Earth is coming to an end, why bother to protect the planet? That's the so-called reasoning of the religious right, and that's why Congress votes against the environment time after time. I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This week on Ring of Fire, we'll talk about how right-wing so-called fundamentalists are devastating our planet in the name of the Bible.
We're also looking at the growing signs of scary nationalism in this country and the dirty Republican lapdogs who are now in charge of making our workplace safe.
Ring of Fire, Saturday.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. Welcome, Detroit's Talk Revolution, 1310 WDTW, who I believe is joining us now. It's Friday, Truth Seekers. So let's get it on, okay? We had somebody holding on who I had suggested call in, be the first caller tonight. He called last night. Who was that, Kathy? What? Huh? Andrew. Andrew, where'd you go? You hung up. All right. Nick is calling from New Jersey. Nick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling in regards to this horrible gay agenda topic just because I wish we'd move on. Not you personally or the show, but in general, as like a whole nation, I think it's such a non-issue considering.
But it's not a non-issue to the fanatic religious right and the political right. They use this issue. This is how you get people, the knuckle draggers, to go to the polls every time there's an election. You tell them that if you're elected, you'll stop the queers because the queers are coming after our kids and our pets and our birds and our cartoon characters. So this is a great motivator. Nobody's ever going to give this up. In fact, if they'll do anything, Nick, they're going to increase the verbal attacks. The evangelical leadership, the political right leadership, they increase the verbal attacks. Meanwhile, down in the gutter, you have the real knuckle draggers, the real mouth breathers, who will find somebody that they think is gay and beat him to death, you see? And the people who set the tone get away. They're complicit in murder. They conspire to murder a gay man or a lesbian woman, but they get away with it because all they do is say, well, you know, the gay agenda. So, no, it's never going to go away. You know it as well as I do. This is America, pal.
Yeah, but I'm gay, and we've already succeeded in the gay agenda. In the 70s, we just wanted to be seen as normal or, quote, like a part of society.
Yeah, but you're talking logic and rational thought to me. Yeah, these people don't deal in logic and rational thought, Nick. They deal in universal fear and colon spasming anger and rage and repressed homosexuality, frankly.
No, that's my point, though. It's not repressed homosexuality. It's repression deeper than that. They're just men in general. No offense to men. I'm a man first and foremost, but we were raised to be repressed in our churches. Our fathers bestow our repression on us. And so it's deeper than that. There's a repression about our vision of women. There's a repression about our vision of people in general. You know, if you're black, you know, you speak different. Or, you know, if you're a woman, you're not allowed, you're as a man, you're supposed to think differently of them if they speak out or speak their mind.
I agree with the examples you're giving, Nick. But I would disagree that men are raised repressed. I think women are raised repressed. Men are raised to be aggressive. Men are raised. Little boys are raised to be, to beat people up. Now I'm not saying that parents deliberately teach their two-year-olds, go beat up that little boy, other little boy, go beat up that little girl, go kick the puppy. No, they don't do that. But everything in our culture teaches male aggressiveness. Now, what I understand the nature versus nurture thing. The evolutionists will say to me, no, Malloy. It's already in the genetic structure. It's already in the reptilian brain. It's there. It's going to be there for the next, 2 million years if the human species survives. And I understand that argument. But I believe also in the nurture side that you can teach little boys, as you can teach little girls, not to be aggressive, not to be nasty, not to be hateful. Maybe I'm being naive about that, but I still believe it. So I do disagree, Nick, with some of what you're saying. I don't think boys are taught to be repressive at all. They're taught to be dominating.
Well, the domination comes towards, like, you're only a man if you do X, Y, and Z, which for me it was repressive because as I grew up, not that I feel like it was a bad way. I feel like it's just a normal American life that we all unfortunately have. But I grew up that if I did, if I played on the baseball team or did all this, that is what makes me a man. I was like, well, I see in my father, I see in men across the world, like I see beyond that, like that my father was a man because, he stood on principle, and the same thing as I saw my mother as a woman because she stood on principle too. So I looked at these cultural significances rather than, these visual, like, if you have, this baseball or...
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. You and I are 99.9% in agreement. I'm just saying that it's been my experience from my reading and my own experience, from my own personal studies, that males are taught to be aggressive and dominating and go for it, and girls are taught. I have known people who happen to be women, who happen to be full-grown women, who can't even sneeze in public. They're that repressed. They'll go, and I'll say, what the hell was that? That was a sneeze. Well, why don't you just sneeze? I just can't. You know, it's not... women who have been taught not to pass gas in public. You know, a man sits around... Hey, who got the cheese? Total repression. Now, before people email me and say, well, no, Malloy, that's just because girls are politer than boys. You know, come on, give me a break. When you see women who go... And can't even sneeze. Women who can't, who have a terrible head cold and can't blow their nose in public. You know, now these are gross little body functions, but men never have a problem with this. You understand what I'm saying? I'm using a real picayune example here, a couple of them, to demonstrate female repressiveness. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for the chance to fight.
All right, Nick, I appreciate it. Take care. Stay in touch. I honestly don't believe that the political right wing in this country or the religious right wing in this country will ever, ever, ever give up on the gay bashing thing. Ever. It motivates too many of the sheep to go to the polls or to send in money or to, you know, gives the sheep some place that they can vent their hatred. They can't vent their hatred because of Medicaid cuts. They can't vent their hatred because their father got, their mother got Alzheimer's and there's no money to take. They can't vent their hatred because we're in a never-ending perpetual war stance now. So they vent their hatred on gay people. That's all. You know, come on. This is elementary stuff. This is Psych 101. You understand what I'm saying, all right? All right. All right. Paul is calling from Detroit. Paul, welcome to the program. I hope you're listening to us on the electric radio.
Yes, although it's off at the moment. And by gosh, welcome to good old Detroit and 1310 a.m. On the radio.
Well, thank you very much. We're happy to be there. Trust me.
I've got an article here from the New York Times. That's my reference. It's entitled Atrocities in Plain Sight, written by Andrew Sullivan on the 13th of January. And they talk about the torture, or he talks about the torture from Cuba to Afghanistan. And it says in the article that from the investigations, there's been two of them, the documents show that President Bush was clearly warned of the dangers of the policy of cruel and inhuman treatment of people who were rounded up in mass sweeps throughout Iraq. Now, the article says that torture occurred throughout Iraq, not just Abu Ghraib.
Right.
And they list just a couple of things I'm going to list here, just a couple of things that they did to the detainees. They urinated on them. They sodomy using nightsticks and bananas. They kicked the detainees in the head using military boots, electrocutions, continuous brutal beatings, sometimes resulting in death. And the article, I printed it out, it's 7 pages long. It is. It says at the very end that all of this is well known throughout the Middle East.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's also well known throughout South Asia. It's well known throughout Europe. It's well known in Canada. It's well known in the countries of South America that give a damn. You know where it's not well known? Here.
That's right.
Here.
Yes. I checked the most emailed articles, and it's never shown up because, you see, this article was in the book review section.
Oh, my God.
It's a supplement.
And so it goes, Paul. Hey, listen, pal, thanks for checking in. I hope I'm going to hear from you occasionally, okay?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. Karen in Los Angeles wrote in and said, while you're talking to Nick about the attacks on gays, isn't that how Hitler got his start? Jews, gypsies, gays? Yeah, it is indeed. It's Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust. Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, off the market. Heart attacks and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and bleeding. So what to do? Millions of arthritis sufferers relieve their pain every day with Jointritis. Jointritis is a remarkable patented arthritis rub. Developed by modern medical technology, Jointritis contains a powerful pain reliever plus a combination of lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. You've probably heard about lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. Jointritis uses these three ingredients as special skin conditioners, and Jointritis rushes relief deep into arthritic joints. Jointritis, for fast relief from even the worst cases of minor arthritis pain. Forget pills. Jointritis, used as directed, is today's effective yet safe way to relieve your arthritis pain. Available at Walgreens and Rite Aid. Jointritis.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Jason is calling from New York. Jason, welcome to the program, Jason. Jason.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor.
Oh, my pleasure.
Hey. I don't even know how appropriate this is. You like Boxer, right?
I like what she did.
You like what she did?
I like what she did on both days when she demonstrated courage for the American political system and disdain for a killer who was being submitted as a candidate for Secretary of State.
And Did you approve of her actions on January 6th?
Absolutely. She stood up for representative government. I can't say, yeah, I love Barbara Boxer for president. I don't know what her voting record is because I just don't, you know, she's not my senator, and maybe I should know, but I don't.
Yeah.
But if all I had ever seen of Barbara Boxer is what she has done that has gathered in so much publicity for her in the past since January 6th, then I would say, yeah, she's certainly somebody I could support for damn near anything. But I don't know what her voting record is, so I can't. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to cop out here. I'm just saying I can't. I don't know.
Without a doubt, you know, I'll give you a quick rundown. I did a little bit of research because you told me to earlier.
Okay.
Now, she voted no on the Iraq War. She's really strong on the environment, and she's been that way for the entire time she's been in office. So I think she's a pretty safe bet, but. What I was calling about was to push a new website that got born out of a Democratic underground on their election results and discussion 2004 forum.
Uh-huh.
And the site's called thankyoupatriot.com, and it's kind of a informative thank you site with thank you pictures, a la sorryeverybody.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and what's really cool about it is it was a complete grassroots thing. The idea got started even before they started counting electoral votes.
Right.
And it just kind of went from there, and it spiraled out real quickly, and there was so much support for it. Not a negative comment on any of the threats. And
What's the site again? Give it to us again.
ThankYouPatriot.com.
ThankYouPatriot.com. And you say this came from folks at DU?
Yes, it sure did.
Oh, okay.
And it was just beautiful because it was a grassroots movement. And
right.
And, you know, I saw four or five, maybe even six different movements start that day just because of the inspiration, you know, the hope that was there all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, hey, this can work. They listen. Or she listened anyways.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, I don't know about every single representative that's on the page, but they're all there. You can hit their pictures. It takes you to their site, tells you a little bit about them at their site. You know, you can kind of take it from there. There's an orange ribbon by each one. That gives their statement that they gave that day in support of Boxer and Tubby mm-hmm. Jones and Conyers and, you know, our new heroes.
ThankYouPatriot.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I will check that out over the weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are checking out right now, Jason.
Thank you very much for giving me a chance, Mr. Molloy.
Absolutely. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Charlie is calling from Rhode Island. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I have a website for you to check out, smirkingchimp.com.
Oh, yeah. We're real familiar with that. Have been for about 4 years, ever since they first went online. I love that website. It's a good one.
I want to talk about the bastardization of Christianity, and you had a perfect line about thugs with a cross. I really love that line. But I do have to ask you a question about Alberto Gonzalez.
Sure.
Why doesn't he just simply say to the senators, listen, senators, what difference does it make what I think about torture? You're going to vote for me anyway, okay? The fix is in. I could be Adolf Hitler's second in command, and you're still going to vote for me, just like you did for Clarence Thomas. You voted for this guy who started a war with no reasons, and he changed his rationalization. You still voted for him, so let's just drop the charade. I could come here and be on drugs. I could say, no, 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 and you're saying, I'm talking in tongues. By God, he's Jesus' candidate. So let's drop the charade. And cut the bull, and we know the fix is in.
He could say, you know what he could say? What else he could say? I could drag an Iraqi in here on a leash, and you'd still confirm me.
That's right. I mean, let's quit the bull. Let's quit the bull.
I hear you. I hear you, Charlie. But what you're suggesting then is truth in advertising, where it concerns these thugs. But you're expecting who's the guy, Himmler, who set up? Wasn't Himmler the one who originally decided on the extermination camps? And you're asking that a Himmler say, no, I've no pretense here. What we're going to do is murder every single Jew that we can get our hands on in Europe. You know, you're not going to get that from these neo-Nazis, these neo-fascists that now run the United States government. It's never going to happen. Just like our caller, was it Nick, who said, you know, when is the right wing or somebody or the whole world drop this gay thing? Never. Never. The gay thing is going to get even more intense. You know, once you install for 8 years somebody like George Bush, who I don't know what his Bush's personal opinion is on gay people, but when you have somebody like George Bush who claims his base is chock-a-block with homophobes and racists and pigs then his election gives license to these people to do whatever they want to do. That's why I said to Nick, gay bashing is going to increase, not decrease, not diminish.
Yeah, he says it ratifies his agenda. Isn't that just wonderful? I came out of,
Hey, listen, let me put you on hold a second, and I'll come back to you. I've only had you on here for about 2 minutes. We got to take a break. I'll come right back, Charlie. Stay with us. This is Air America.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
Cholesterol. We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733, or visit Colox.com at Colox.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs. So call 800-800-FREE and lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, guaranteed. Colox is not available in stores.
Now, homeowners with good credit can refinance and cut your mortgage payments by up to 45% with Quicken Loans. Just call 800-797-6311. With Quicken Loans' exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan, you can refinance and cut your mortgage payments by up to 45%. Take advantage of your good credit. Call 800-797-6311. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call for details. That's Quicken Loans, 800-797-6311.
An OnStar conversation, October 8th, 2004.
OnStar emergency, this is Samantha.
I locked my keys in the car.
Oh dear.
Well, I know it.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
This is incredible. You know, I'm bad on my keys, so this is going to pay off dearly.
Right. We're here when you have situations like this.
This makes sure we'll renew it.
That's what we're here for. May I please have your home telephone number? 937.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Okay, can you test your
there? I heard it did. It opened. That's awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And please know we are here whenever you need us.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Service Employees International Union is fighting efforts by states to create tax credits for individual health insurance savings accounts. SEIU Wisconsin political director Robert Craig says the union opposes them because they'll seriously undermine good employer-provided health insurance for workers.
What they're designed to do is to completely change the health insurance landscape in this country. In order to have the account be tax-deductible, it has to be connected to a insurance plan, either a family plan or an individual plan with a high deductible, $1,000 to $2,000. And so your employer would have to provide that, and therefore it literally encourages the creation of very high-deductible health insurance plans.
Congress has already created federal tax credits for these health savings accounts. Now a seemingly organized campaign by conservatives is underway to do the same at the state level. Craig says real health care reform that addresses the high costs and provides universal coverage for workers is what's really needed. For more labor news, be sure to visit laborradio.org.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, we'll be taking a closer look at the exciting new role for America outlined in the President's inaugural address. Which country will we be democratizing first? Will we start small with the absolute monarchy in Swaziland, or shoot the moon by demanding freedom for millions of North Koreans? Or wouldn't it be easier just to take credit for a country that's already free and democratic like Sweden? That's the next Al Franken Show, Air America Radio.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It is 26 before the hour, and this is Air America, and I am Mike Malloy, and we are talking with Charlie in Rhode Island. Let's pick it up where we left off, Charlie, which was where? I'm sorry, my mind is like a train wreck lately.
Yeah, well, so is mine. Hey, Mike, I wanted to tell your listeners, and you hopefully are kind of a humorous story related to George Bush. I saw a commercial on TV in which George Bush comes out and says, "I'm George Bush, and I know exactly where I want to lead this country." I used to produce television commercials, and can I take a second to tell you how that's done?
Sure, go ahead.
What happens is this. They come up with a line, and the guy goes, "I'm George Bush, and I know exactly where I want to lead this country." And they say, "No, George, don't say it that way. Say, I'm George Bush, and I know exactly where I want to lead this country."
Right.
Now, he says this about 20 times before they get it right, okay? Now they say to him, just smile a little bit at the right moment. No, don't grin, don't smirk, just smile, and then nod your head. So about 150 times later, they finally get this thing done, okay?
Right.
You with me?
Uh-huh.
Now they finally put this in the can, so to speak. Now, about 3 months later, Mr. and Mrs. Jones are sitting in their home in Peoria, Illinois, and all of a sudden a commercial comes on. We see the heavens parting, little children playing, puppies lapping their faces, and the face of George W. Bush comes on and says, "I'm George W. Bush, and I know exactly where I want to lead this country." And they look at that and they say, "My God, how presidential! Isn't he presidential? By God, that's the man I want to lead this country. He could be Jack the Ripper for all they know."
Right.
That's the way it's done in Alice in Wonderland, USA.
I know. It's the same as selling a new brand of cheese.
It's ridiculous. It's insane. I came out of church the other day, and Mike, if I could just make this one point, I know you got other callers. People said to me, coming out of church, out of a funeral, they started talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, and they said, "Kill them all. Kill them all."
Jesus. Yeah, that's America. Hey, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for the story. You take care. You take care. I think the best book I ever read on advertising, and I forget the name of it, but it was a long time ago. It was written by Jerry Della Femina, who I believe is still around. I don't know that he's still active in the ad business in New York City, but he was at the time. I wish I could remember the book. Somebody will email it to me, I'm sure. Andrew is calling in from New York City. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Mike.
What's up?
A lot. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. You know what I mean? We can talk until we're blue in the face about everything that's going on, but I think what's most important is what you're trying to allude to is what are we going to do about it? And the Democratic Party is doing nothing.
That's true.
Okay.
Except enabling the Republicans to continue to murder all of us.
Exactly.
They're enablers of the highest order. They're codependents. They're vile. The corpse is starting to smell. And I've had enough. I've had enough of the Democratic Party the way it's presently constituted. Andrew, my bad. I didn't realize you're Andrew who held
that's
on for
right.
2 hours last night, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
Thanks for having me. You know, first off, you yourself, sir, are doing a great service to the cause because, you know, it's somewhat therapeutic in a way to have a voice there. And I think the Democratic Party, you know, they must all be children of alcoholics or something because there's just no way that they have any form of defense at this point. They have nothing. Harry Reid opened his mouth, and my eyes couldn't glaze over any quicker.
I know.
You know? I mean, our campaign advisor, manager for John Kerry, was 0-5, but we stuck with him. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to go. You know, I visited that site True Blue the other day, and I bought a bunch of those bracelets.
You know? Oh, did you? Good for you.
I did. Yeah.
Good for you.
You know, we have to start putting people in local offices and PTAs.
Right.
And you know, that's how it's got to start. It's not going to come overnight. But my point is, I just want to touch on the fact that, you know, we have a new affiliate in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, which is great. And I grew up there, and they have nothing until now. They had nothing until now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Any kind of progressive, liberal, you know, or honest, truth-seeking commentators. And you know, with the Republicans, they're very good at this preemptive lying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll put anything out there, and because of the whole corporate mass media smug, swarmy swamp that we have, there's nothing that can stop it.
Right.
We have facts. I mean, you can't make up the things, the atrocities that are going on these days. But we don't have anybody to shove it down the throats of people who actually have brain cells left after, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because I know Imus is in the morning with, you know, brilliant programming during the day with Janine and Al Franken, but nothing at night because it's left open for Wizards games, thank God.
Well, I think, Kathy, don't we come on at midnight? I'm not sure. I have no idea. This program may not be included in the lineup in Washington, D.C., which I terribly regret because...
Oh, me too. But,
you know, that's the way it goes. You know, I pretty much accept that. When you work the hours that I work, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time...
Right.
You're the cleanup guy. You know what I'm saying? I've got calluses on my hands from pushing the broom down the halls of Air America Radio, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm the last live program on Air America Radio Network every single night, and a lot of stations just are not going to carry this program that late, and that bothers me. But what the saving grace is. They do carry other programs from this network, programs that in their own way is every bit as effective as this, as mine, if not more so. So, you know, if Randy's there, if Janine is there, if Franken is there, whoever's there.
You know, he was doing a live broadcast in front of the Mandarin Oriental
this week in Washington, and you know, you could hear the crowd there, and I tried to recall any experience like that in Washington D.C. or hearing about anything that's going on like that. You know, I mean, there's this gross dichotomy there between very upper class white older men and their families who live in the outskirts of town.
Right.
And one of the worst ghettos in the nation. And there isn't a populace in between that really is capable of, I don't know, making a stand or putting it out there. And I'm actually an artist, musician myself. That's why I had to escape the town and come up here. Because there was nothing, there's this really kind of closety atmosphere down there that just makes it really hard to do anything of note.
Right.
But there are tons of smart people. And they have, you know, they have their Washington Weeks and their, you know, all these programs. And the rag that the Washington Post has come out is, you know, if I do say so myself. But I think the idea of Air America is great. I think on the whole, I think in Washington as a whole. And I think since it is kind of a pioneer right now, unfortunately, it's got a long way to go in a good way, exciting way.
Sure. The whole liberal slash progressive movement spent the last 30 years, excuse me, for the most part, sitting back on its ass, only getting motivated when something horrible happened.
That's right.
And then the motivation was to take to the streets, which I agree with, but there was no motivation to work for effective change, to do the Saul Alinsky thing, to organize, to get people, as you said, elected to school boards and county commissions and state legislatures and governorships.
That's right.
And liberals and progressives only have themselves to blame. Politics is a blood sport. Everybody knows that. The right wing will cut the throat of the left wing, and the left wing is honor bound to cut the throat of the right wing. As a matter of fact, we're on the side of the angels. The right wingers are on the sides of demons and devils and stinky hell gnomes and ghouls right out of the pits of hell, whereas Democrats and liberals and progressives work with the angels. So, but we really don't have any at this point. Or the lead up to this, we only have ourselves to blame. Now, Air America Radio is the first. We've had enough kind of response from the progressive left. I realize that there are left-leaning or liberal talk show hosts that don't work for Air America, who struggle, who are out there. I understand that. But this is the first network.
That's right.
Effective network with effective voices. I know there are a couple of networks that are struggling that say they're liberal and left and yada, yada, yada. I understand that. I understand there's a Pacifica radio network. I understand all that. But as far as a commercial, kick-ass, take-no-names, left-leaning, liberal, progressive, democratic network,
woo!
This is it. And now it's up to other people on the left to put together the left-leaning newspapers and the left-leaning think tanks and the
right.
left-leaning publishing houses,
yeah.
And the left-leaning intellectuals who can blast fact something to the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Examiner or the Picayune, whatever.
That's
every
right.
time these Republican
yeah.
thugs make a statement that we disagree with. So
right.
the only people that liberals and Democrats and progressives have to blame for our downfall is us. We got too complacent,
yeah.
and it's time to get lean and hungry again and start kicking ass and taking names. And I hope Air America Radio is in the vanguard of that. Hey, thanks for checking in. Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
All right. Take care. Take care, Andrew. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, and as far as being the last guy on for Air America, the last live program, you know, there's an advantage to that. And in one respect, we get to take a look at all the BS that was shoveled around this country during the day and commented on it at night. Isn't that cool?
Today, millions of minor arthritis pain sufferers are dealing with another painful issue. What pain reliever should I take? For arthritis pain, doctors have recommended the active ingredient in Aleve for nearly 30 years. Extensive clinical studies have shown that Aleve is safe and effective when used as directed. So read the label and ask your doctor about Aleve.
Doctor recommended Aleve, safe and strong all day long. If pain gets worse or lasts more than 10 days, stop taking and consult your doctor.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized, the overworked, the worrywarts, even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Some people think WebEx is the only way to host meetings online, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Great news. There's a better way to host meetings online. GoToMeeting, the easiest and most affordable way to meet online. You can invite anyone, clients, coworkers, or customers, to meet you online in seconds. They'll actually see your desktop, so you can show them what you're talking about. And it's so affordable. Unlike WebEx, with GoToMeeting, you can meet as often as you need for as long as you want. You're not charged per minute or per user. Plus, conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is simply the best way to host meetings online. In fact, you might not ever want to meet in person again. And with a special limited time offer, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Unlimited meetings. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Ten before the hour. Who said this? I've got one for you here. Thanks to Alex for sending this. Who said this? Quote, "This so-called ill treatment and torture in detention centers, stories of which were spread everywhere among the people, and later by the prisoners who were freed, were not, as some assumed, inflicted methodically, but were excesses committed by individual prison guards, their deputies, and men who had laid violent hands on the detainees," end quote. Sounds like, I don't know, who's that sound like? General Abizaid, Rumsfeld, the defense attorneys at these trials that are starting for the Fall Guys, the American Middle. No, that was Rudolf Hess, who, before he crash-landed in England and was jailed, Rudolf Hess, he was the SS commandant at Auschwitz. You know, and a lot of times, you know, people, I'll get emails from people who say things like, you know, it's getting tiresome, your comparison of the Bush regime to the Nazis. Oh, please. I mean, it's never ending. The way they operate is more like the old Soviet Union. It's more Stalinist than it is Hitlerian. But the Hitler part, the Nazi part, is there. It's there. Every time these people open their mouths, especially about the stuff that they're getting into now, torture, abuse of human rights, illegal detention, a life in prison when you can't even present enough evidence to a court to get an indictment, much less a trial and a conviction. These are very, very sick people, and they are very, very much in control of this country. And, again, I think about the 50-some million Americans who went to the polls and voted for these thugs. It almost, this is way too masochistic, but almost makes me want to just see just pure hell rain down on this country internally. And you know, wanting desperately to see the people who voted for these monsters suffer. Huh? Schadenfreude? Schadenfreude? What's, is that the word, Kathy? That doesn't even apply here. Not yet. But, you know, it's hard to think that way, because before the people who voted for Bush, or in addition to the people voting for Bush suffering, all of us have to suffer. You know, that red state, blue state crap is just that, crap. Somebody sent me a map, red and blue, county by county, and it's nowhere near what the moron Sean Hannity or his instructor, the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, what they say. You know, I mean, when they talk about red state, blue state, well, there's only blue states over here in the Northeast and over in, you know, California. No, when you look at it county by county, the whole country, it looks like a huge bruise. Purple. But anyway. RB is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing fine.
Heard today that Mr. Bush is backing away from pushing for an amendment to the Constitution to ban gay marriage.
Oh, well, he never was going to do that. That's just the trick bag that he puts these stupid-ass right-wingers in every single time there's an election. Right-wingers go to, you know, they go out on the campaign trail. Well, we're going to stop the queers. We're going to stop the queers. We're, you know.
Well, exactly. If they do bring in that amendment, what will you use to make them afraid next time?
That's right.
You know, you got to keep that anvil over their heads and then drop it on them once in a while.
That's the
and
truth.
How about Mr. Michael Chertoff, Dr. Frankenstein, the guy who's going to be the head of Homeland Security now?
Yeah.
Did you know that he has ties to a terrorist financier who was...
Yeah, I've read that article, and I don't know how to synopsize that article and do it on talk radio where I don't put people to sleep or make them leave the program.
It's like this. Mr. Chertoff, defended a man who was accused of running guns, right? He ran an HMO. His name was Dr. Magdi Alawari. And then the case dragged on. Then when he became an assistant district attorney, he stopped the case from going to court. And this is the guy that he was defending beforehand. And now he's going to be in charge of Homeland Security. But he has ties to a guy who was running guns and knows Osama bin Laden personally.
But nothing surprising about that. The hypocrisy on the part of these killers. Look, anybody in the Bush administration wants death and destruction. Americans, Iraqis, Afghans, it doesn't make any difference. Show me some people that can die so that I can use their death as justification for the sick, putrid stuff I'm committing against the world. It doesn't make any difference. And if these guys in their dual roles, on one day they defend an alleged terrorist, on the other day they are, quote, hunting for him, end quote, there's no surprise there, RB. None whatsoever.
Yes,
these are monsters. These are monsters that run this country.
And it's just amazing that they can fall back upon the vast ignorance of the uninformed public. You're too busy watching Trading Spaces on TV and worrying about,
what the score of the football game is and actually give a damn of what's going on around them in the world.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, of course, media is complicit. I don't shift responsibility from Americans. The information's out there for the lazy bastards that don't go get it, you know, a pox on their house. But if we had a media, if we had a real media in this country, like some countries still do, and by media, I'm using that, I realize the word is plural. What I mean is television, because most people get their news from television in the United States. So if we had a television medium that was kick-ass and liberal and told the truth, I don't think Americans would be, or citizens of the U.S. would be this stupid. But that might be wishful thinking on my part. RB?
Talk to you later.
All right, sir. Take care. Thanks for checking in. All right, quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us, please. Please. Except you folks in New York, you have to switch over now to satellite radio or the Internet. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, this is Larry King. You know, the other day my son said, "Daddy, why are you drinking my Welch's grape juice?" And I said, "Your Welch's? I've loved Welch's grape juice since I was your age. And now I love it even more, because Welch's is good for our hearts. It's made from heart-healthy Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's full of antioxidants. In fact, Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice." And you know what he said? "Daddy, you have a purple mustache. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today."
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answer? True. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. Sign up for just $10 a year at ReadMojo.com. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Crowds went wild as the President and Laura Bush walked down the parade route after the President took office on Thursday, officially kicking off his second term. In his inaugural speech, Bush pledged to unite America.
"We have known divisions which must be healed to move forward in great purposes, and I will strive in good faith to heal them."
And Bush says he is committed to stopping tyrannical regimes.
"It is the policy of the United States to seek and support the growth of democratic movements and institutions in every nation and culture, with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world."
While most of the people gathered in Washington cheered the president, others let their displeasure be known. A large number of protesters lined the inaugural parade route, holding protest signs and chanting against the president as his limo passed by. Chris Fantozzi of Philadelphia says Bush and the Iraq War have made America hated in the rest of the world.
"We're inheriting a future after this presidency that is much more dangerous and less secure."
Elizabeth Hogan of Washington, D.C. says Bush is leading the country astray.
I'm here because I fear for the future of our country. I fear for the future of democracy. I feel we don't live in a democracy anymore.
But Chris Monlus of Herndon, Virginia, says Bush is an effective leader.
I think he's a strong leader, and I think that he's not intimidated by the world. He stands up for what he believes in, and he fights for it.
And Shannon McDaniel of Lexington, Kentucky, says Bush has improved the country.
He's a straightforward guy, and he stands behind what he believes in.
Elections in Iraq are a little over a week away. CENTCOM Deputy Commander Lieutenant General Lance Smith, who's in charge of the military preparations, says they'll proceed as scheduled.
Security in 14 of the 18 provinces that are out there is good enough that we could have elections today if we wanted to have them today.
Smith says they are concerned about security in Baghdad and Mosul, but additional troops have been moved to that area. Delta Airlines has announced a fourth quarter loss of $2.2 billion. The nation's third largest carrier has been fighting to stay out of bankruptcy court, and CEO Gerald Grinstein calls the report disappointing. He says the airline continues to restructure to become more efficient.
Included in these initiatives were the expansion of SimpliFares, the streamlining of SkyMiles, and the addition of time-saving technology at the airport and Delta.com.
The airline says that high fuel costs and low fares contributed to the whopping losses that now total $8.5 billion since the 9/11 terror attacks. The Northeast and the Midwest are still freezing, and a winter storm may be moving in this coming weekend. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Randy Rhoads.
Half of what Stevie Wonder wrote. Nothing that the Temptations did. Or Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye couldn't get famous now. With Brother, Brother, What's Going On? There's far too many of you dying. War is not the answer, because only love can conquer hate. You can't write that anymore. That's what's so scary about this country. The corporations really won't even let the music get meaningful. God forbid the kids get hip, and they start to understand that this is nothing new, this war thing.
Randy Rhoads on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I got another quote here. James in Kenosha, Wisconsin sent this in, another Nazi quote. This was in the L.A. Times, today? Yeah. In 1941, General Field Marshal Wilhelm Keitel, the head of Hitler's Wehrmacht, mustered identical arguments as the Bush administration against recognizing the Geneva Convention where it concerned the rights of Soviet soldiers fighting on the Eastern Front. Keitel often called Geneva obsolete, a remark noted by U.S. prosecutors at Nuremberg, who cited his statement as an aggravating circumstance in seeking and obtaining the death penalty. Keitel was executed in 1946. Yeah. coincidental how Nazis, whether they were in the 40s or here in a new century in America, Nazis in Germany or Bushistas in America, it doesn't make any difference. They say the same things. They do the same things. Oh, I know. No death camps yet. Yeah, okay. Not in this country, but don't forget what the Germans did. You know, weren't most of the death camps were in Poland, weren't they? Huh? How many were in Germany? Auschwitz, Birkenau, was that German? I don't have a map in front of me, sorry. But if I'm not mistaken, numerically, most of the death camps were not in Germany. Again, another parallel. You know, we held a couple of people in the Navy brig in Norfolk and in detention, I believe, in the Midwest somewhere, until ordered to release these people or charge them with something. But we are building, our Poland is, and no offense to Polish people, the Poles were as much of a victim as the Afghans are today, the Iraqis are today. But we are building our torture camps and death camps. No, we're not killing. We haven't killed millions or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. Not in the death camps. We have killed God knows how many tens of thousands in Iraq, and there's no number for Afghanistan. Who knows? But we are building our equivalent of the Polish camps built by the Germans to exterminate the Jews and anybody else they want to exterminate. We're building ours in Cuba and Diego Garcia and Cambodia, what used to be called Cambodia. And Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan, and Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, and wherever else the Bush crime syndicate can connect. So the parallels are there. No question, none whatsoever. Ray is calling from Massachusetts. Ray, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ray.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
You were just talking about that, and I was going to say, after the election, I talked to my sister, and she's not politically active, but she's a teacher, and she said to me, they'll be sending us off to the camp soon. And that's like not someone who's even politically active saying something like that, so you're not wrong at all to compare them to fascists. But I wanted to say that in Providence, you're on. I live in Southern Mass, and you're on from 10 to 1, which is great, so I think you're the best thing on the radio. So,
well, thanks. That's very kind of you to say that. Yeah, we're live on the East Coast for the most part, and live in the Midwest for the most part. It's just when we get out to like Portland and Eugene and various places in the far West, the program is delayed. So it's not live. But so many of Air America's programs are delayed because of the time zone difference on the coast.
Yeah, Yeah, but you're on live, and it's like, I don't know if this is a compliment or what, but it's like, I called you once before, and the last time I called the talk show, I'm in my 30s, was like when I was a teenager, and I was bunking school with my friends, and we were going after some nut on the radio or something, we called them up, so I don't know if that's a good thing, but last night, that British woman who called, I thought she was great, what she called Bush, I call him that all the time with a word in front of it, so... she was good.
Priscilla. Priscilla from Montana, yeah.
That's one of the great things about your show, too, is that you're hearing all these voices all over the country, and the guy from Canada who calls, and the Canadian accent, and all the accents and everything. I think that's great. But on Monday, I heard Bush say, he was talking about Iraq, and he said, Iraq is part of the war on terror. We want our children to grow up in a peaceful world. And that got me so angry, and I wanted to call you that night, but I knew you were on, you had dental surgery. But he's responsible for the world being unpeaceful. It made me so. He's a precipitator of like murder in the world, and he's talking about it being a peaceful world. Their philosophy depends upon there being wars. So that just irritated me so much. And I don't know if you've read any of Lakoff's books, but he said that Frank Luntz has instructed the Republicans to, in their speeches, say in front of women audiences, from the heart and for the children.
Right.
Those two terms. And it's like, that's all he was doing. That's what he's doing. He's trying to manipulate. They manipulate all the time. But it just it infuriated me that I heard this guy who's responsible for 100,000 deaths in Iraq saying he wanted to be a peaceful world. Well, if you want to be a peaceful world, stop having wars, you dumbass.
Sure.
And that's just,
I know. It drives me as crazy as you feel right now. That's exactly how I feel. They drive me insane, the corruption of language. And this is something that Mark Crispin Miller wrote about, his book that came out about 3 years ago, The Bush Dyslexicon. He's a professor is it Columbia or New York University? New York University, I believe. But if you ever get a chance to read his book, The Bush Dyslexicon, it's well worth it. But the corruption and destruction of language, this is the part that Newt Gingrich borrowed back in 1994 from the book 1984 to totally corrupt and destroy language, so that when you are talking to people who are politically unsophisticated, you use certain words and phrases that trigger an emotional response. It has nothing to do with the facts, nothing to do with truth, nothing to do with logic or anything. It triggers an emotional response, hits the reptilian center of the brain. It hits all those buttons so that a person will respond to that rather than to the truth. And Gingrich, that dirty, poisonous bastard from Georgia, well, he's not really from Georgia, but he was a House member from Georgia, and then the Speaker. But this dirty, filthy Newt Gingrich is the one who borrowed the page from Lee Atwater and decided, the former Republican Party operative who on his deathbed apologized for what he had done to the American political system by being a Republican operative. But Gingrich borrowed from him and said, get out there to the Republican candidates, destroy language, corrupt, pollute, lie, deliberately hit the buttons, to hell with the truth, and we'll win. And they did.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Gingrich is going to run, I heard last night, in 2008, so that'll be funny.
Well, I don't think so. The Republicans, even the Republicans didn't like him. He was a stinky, smelly serial adulterer. He had sex in his car, in parking lots, in Washington D.C. He was just a filthy, filthy man. Really a bad guy. And you talk about a nanny problem, but this guy was a real pig. And as Nazi-like as the Republicans are, they don't want anything to do with the reason he said that he's got a new book coming out, and he wanted to get a little publicity. So don't worry about Gingrich ever running for anything ever again. He's just a roadkill.
The other Iraq related thing was Cheney. Also, I guess I heard it on Air America, like the radio, the briefs at the top of the hour, and he said that Iraq was a miscalculation.
Yeah,
100,000 people dead. That's a miscalculation.
That's a miscalculation. Yeah,
I know. I don't know what.
I know. Calm down.
Serious. No,
I know.
Sorry. I'm not like I'm animated like you. You get animated.
I hear you.
You have perspective.
I hear you.
The other thing was that guy.
Ray, we're out of time, pal.
All right.
We're out of time. Thank you. I appreciate you checking. We'll talk again. Take care, Ray. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I am Mike Malloy.
starched white shed. You will find a bigger piggy staring up the dead. Always have clean sheds to play.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. We got a letter from KB in Phoenix. And KB writes a bunch of stuff and then says, I'm currently a senior in college, Arizona State, double majoring, journalism, sociology, yada, yada. My question to you is this, since I now realize that our country is going to hell in a handbasket. This type of nonsense has happened before, Vietnam, from my parents' era. Is it worth my energy to try to take back the country from the right as a Democrat or an independent? Or should I just head to Canada now, after graduation, while I still have a chance to get out? That's totally your call, KB. I can't advise you on that whatsoever. Honestly speaking, if I really see this country, if I see the exit signs or the exits starting to close, I will take my wife and my baby, and try to get my kids and grandkids to join me, and leave the United States. Now, if I see the exits closing down, I mean, if the psychopathology of this Bush crime family really gets to the point where it I don't know how to say this. It's already unacceptable. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not sure what my criteria are to leave this country. I haven't hit them yet because I do believe in fighting these SOBs. I do. So I don't know. I just don't know, KB. But good luck with your decision. But truly, that's one that you have to. You have to make on your own. Just keep your head open. Keep your mind functioning, right? Nick is calling from Texas. We got a right-winger. Nick, welcome to the program.
How are you?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you? And then, you don't give a tinker's damn how I am. Get on with your scream and your riff. Go ahead.
No. I think that's what makes America great.
What makes America great are Democrats and liberals and progressives. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, I was just wondering what your thoughts on the protesters, during the inauguration were.
Not enough of them. Not enough of them. There should have been 5 million of them out there. I thought you wanted to say that Air America radio types are left wing radicals.
Well, I think that's pretty much a given.
What's a left wing radical to you?
Well, a left wing radical to me is somewhere between something that borders on dissent and sedition.
All right. What is sedition to you?
Well, what I wanted to say was the protesters...
Wait, just a second. We'll get to that in a second. What is sedition to you? Remember what Thomas Jefferson said, that the tree of liberty has to be fertilized, I'm paraphrasing, every once in a while with the blood of tyrants and patriots. So what is sedition to you? What does Al Franken do, or I do, or Randy Rhodes does, that you consider close to seditious?
Well, what I wanted to get to is that...
No, you have to answer that first, or I'm going to cut you off. This is the Malloy program, not the Nick program. So I answer that question, then we'll move on.
Okay, so you want to know specifically what I think you do that...
What to you is seditious? That's all I'm trying to get to. What to you is seditious?
Well, do you guys promote the group Answer?
No, we don't. Nobody promotes it. What are you talking about? They happen to be... No, we don't. No, we do not. We do not promote... A group like Answer. Answer organizes demonstrations. Who in the hell told you we promote Answer?
I thought I was under the impression that Janine Garofalo was a supporter of the group Answer.
She may be in support of the demonstrations, but that's not the network. If one person who works for this network says, yeah, I support what they do, what you're doing is a typical right-wing thing. You're taking something Janine said and you're twisting it. Now go on to your question.
Well, I was just going to say they're funded by the Communist Party.
Oh, for Christ's sake, no, they're not. What are you, out of your mind? Who told you that? Is that based on your research?
Yeah, the workers.
Yeah, where did you find that information?
It's common knowledge.
No. Don't give me that common knowledge crap that you right wing freaks always come up with. Give me a specific source.
You guys just name call.
Nick, give me a specific source. Yeah, we name call because you right wing freaks can never come up with anything that you can verify or state categorically. Every time you do this, you and your ilk, where we say to you, what are you talking about? Give me a source. You say, well, it's common knowledge. No, it's not. It's common knowledge among you freeper freaks. That's where it's common knowledge.
Okay.
Now, if you can cite one source, go for it. If not, move on to your next subject.
Okay, my next subject is is Iraq, and I was curious to I wanted to ask you if you thought it was wrong to go after Hitler since Hitler didn't attack.
No, Hitler has nothing. Hitler has nothing to do with Iraq. Are you in the military?
I was in the military.
No, are you in the military now?
No.
Why not? Pick up a gun and go kill some Iraqis. What the hell's wrong with you? Are you being seditious?
I'll stand side by side.
No. You go. I'm anti-war. I'm anti-war.
You don't want to go?
Oh, hell no. Why should I go kill innocent civilians?
Oh, they're innocent civilians.
Yeah, that's right. Why should I go kill innocent people? Why should I go kill innocent people?
Did Hitler attack us at Pearl Harbor?
No, you moron. What the hell is wrong? All right, you're out of here, Nick. Goodbye. Cut him off. Jesus, what a dumbass. Jesus, I can't stand these people. Did Hitler attack us at Pearl Harbor? You see what I'm saying? You know, I let these guys on just so I have something to play with, like a cat plays with a mouse. And it's just not worth it, because eventually they come to that. Well, what about Hitler attacking us at Pearl Harbor? Jesus. She caused the revolution, but she wasn't not there, and her husband lost his head for that mistake. The Hindenburg was a giant zeppelin. Its makers made a minor oversight. Before they filled it up with explosive gas, they should have fixed the nose smoking light.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answer? True. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. Sign up for just $10 a year at ReadMojo.com. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is my old friend, songwriter, screenwriter, author Alice Randall. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. That Nick character. Nick. I'm gonna be your on-air Viagra. You know, this will get you off, I'm sure, mentioning your name again. But it's that kind of gross, mind-ripping ignorance. You know, Germany declared war on the United States. We didn't declare war on Germany. And Nick, honest to God, you dumbass. Germany never attacked Pearl Harbor. Those were those slanty-eyed people, the gook types, you know, the Japs. Rising Sun? Oh, never mind. You don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And as far as serving the military, oh, get real. You sound like you're about 14. No, you sound like you're about 19 with a 14-year-old's mentality. No offense to... Well, no, wait a minute. Now I'm slamming 14-year-olds. Never mind. You sound like a total jackass, Nick. You really do. That kind of ignorance, you just broadcast it coast to coast and border to border. Jesus, I've gotten about 50 emails laughing at you, Nick, for your gross ignorance. It's like that... Remember that photograph of the guy? He had the rag tied around his head, the flag rag, and he had a sign that said, "Get a brain, morons." Remember that? That he was carrying at a protest, a counter-protest against people who were protesting the run-up to the war. And this right-wing right-wing diphthong. Be ready to hit the dump button here. he's carried this counter-protest sign. He said, "Get a brain, morons," and spelled it M-O-R-A-N-S. That's who you are, Nick. That was probably him. That was probably him. But you people are like, yeah, really. You're like, I watch our cat. We got a couple of cats, and we let the cats outside. And somehow they get these little terrible little moles, you know, that come in out of the woods behind our house. And first what the cat does is, I guess, disables the mole. What does he do? Break his legs? Is that he does that with the big roaches, too. We have these huge roaches here in Georgia. These suckers about the size of robins. And, you know, the cats will break their legs, and then they kind of just flop. And the cats will play with them, and then when the cats get bored, they kill them. They just bite down on their heads, and that's it. That's what you people remind me of, the moles, the roaches. You know, you are so stupid. You really are. You are so stupid. That's what happens when you listen to Limbaugh, Hannity, and Fox News. Oh, never mind. Never mind. God. What a jackass. Mike is calling from L.A. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for putting me on right after that guy.
Yeah, well, that'll make anything you say sound amazingly intelligent.
Well, here's what I want to say to that guy. Let's not forget that back in those days, there were a lot of people in this country that did not want to go to war with Hitler. Chief among them, the grandfather of our current president, who did business with them and was pals with them.
Sure, sure. But, you know, you can't say something like that to a freak like this Nick character. They have no idea of history, not their own history, their country's history. They probably don't even know who their daddies were. They're just totally, totally blown out. Their brains are like condoms that have been blown up. You know, bang! That's it. There's nothing in there.
Oh, don't say condoms. That supports immoral.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I was in Washington yesterday. I was there for the protest. I called you a few days ago and told you that I was going, that I was feeling scared to go.
Right. I remember, yes.
And I was so glad that I went. It was actually a lot of fun. And I have actually good things to say. I left there feeling really good. Yeah, sure, there should have been 5 million more people than there were, but there were a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
You may not have seen them all in the news. That's no surprise. But the vibe on the street, the feeling on the street, we are not alone in this country, okay? We are not just a bunch of little rats hiding in the corners.
Right.
There are people who are out there, and it made me feel so much better to get out there and do that. And I just want to tell anybody out there who's thinking, oh, I don't know what I want to do, what can I do, I'm scared. If you just get out there, maybe it's Answer, maybe it's somebody else. I don't know who it is. I don't know anything about the communists behind Answer. I mean, like the communists are even a threat anymore. I mean, the only
right. This punk Nick is still talking about communists, for God's sake.
Yeah, now they're going to say, oh, there's communists in Iran. We better go blow them up. You know, I mean.
You know, right now you're being seditious. You know that.
Oh, and I looked that word up too. Let's talk about the sedition. Contact or language inciting rebellion against the authority of a state.
Yeah, well, that's me all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say that like it's a bad thing.
right. Oh, my God. But anyway, so, yeah, connecting with like-minded members of the huge community that hates these Nazis and just hasn't organized yet. You know, like I've said before, we liberals have spent the last 20, 25, 30 years asleep at the wheel. And we allowed these thugs and punks and knuckle-draggers to take over, and now it's time to spend the next 10 or 15 years getting it back, and good possibility that we will. It just depends on whether or not we're willing to kick ass, figuratively and in some cases literally.
Yeah, just a couple more positive notes. I will say that free speech was alive and well, even in Washington yesterday. You may have seen pictures of like people getting pepper sprayed and everything.
Right.
That was just like a sensational moment. I was out there. I mean, there were snipers on the roofs. There were SWAT teams on the ground. There were riot police. But nobody was stopping anybody from saying what they thought. And there were people yelling and screaming and holding signs. There were people arguing in the streets. It was really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still do that in this country, even in the heart of this horrible, horrible government. You know, people were doing that, and it was a good thing. There were Republicans coming out. We were near the security areas, and so, like, there were Republicans trickling out, you know, like, to go to the bathroom or something. I don't know where they were going, but they're coming out there, and you can spot them a mile away because they're all wearing fur coats and cowboy hats. And they come out, and a couple of them will look at you. Some of them just kind of don't want to look at anyone. They just sort of run through, like, oh, my gosh, we're in trouble. We better get out of here. They're going to hurt us.
Right.
Some people kind of look around, and some people would confront you and go, are you proud of yourself?
Yeah.
And, you know, we get into it, and I was always asking people, so have you signed your kids up for the war yet? You know, no one would respond to that. They just walk past you. But
sure.
But you could see it in their eyes. You can see this, like, emptiness and this, this fear. It's a creepy, creepy place. If you've never been to Washington, you should go.
Oh, no, I've been many times, marched in huge demonstrations there.
Yeah, I'm speaking to your listeners, too. I mean, if you even the regulars, the people that were not there for the inauguration, you could sort of pick them out. I could feel them lying just by looking at me. It's a weird, weird place, man.
It is. It is a very strange place. So, Mike, I'm glad.
This country's still alive, and don't be moving off to Canada yet.
No, not me. Hey, Mike, good to hear from you. Thanks for the report. I'm glad you had a good time, and check in again, okay?
All right, keep it up, man.
All right, take care. Got an email from Andy here just about the cats playing with their food. Andy writes, cats play with their food because the adrenaline that generates in their little bodies makes the meat more tender. I was taught that by my English teacher. Is that true? Oh, my God. The Germans attack Pearl Harbor! God, these people crack me up. You know, the group answer is commie, so Janine's being all seditious and stuff. it's a communist thing, you know, and send her to Gitmo. Jesus. Natalie is calling from Davis, California. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I just turned in the show, tuned in just as you were finishing up with Nick, and he's repeating, it's common knowledge, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
But I was so heartened to hear you multiple times repeat that you hate war and you hate war. I'm active with a chapter of Code Pink, Women for Peace.
Oh, yeah, good organization. You're seditious then, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And it's just so nice to hear that it's not just the women who are going to have to stop this.
Oh, no. I think that is It's a misidentification of so many men in this country. And I don't know, maybe men are a little bit leery about coming right out and saying.
I think they are.
You know, I'm anti-war.
It's not macho, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you know, I'm if I could, I don't know, we have a chapter here, I would join the War Resisters League. I realize that's an old organization out of which came Pacifica Radio Network. But, I am so totally anti-war. And I think one of the reasons, perhaps, is because I have children and grandchildren. Now, by the same token, if this country were attacked, I would join with my neighbors, just like the Minutemen did, and I would take up a weapon and try to defend my family, my country. I would do that, but I am.
That's just plain defense. It's not
right.
Offense.
Defense. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you hear the story about what the Code Pinkers did during the speech after the swearing in?
I heard it. I watched all the heads swivel, and then I heard the morons going, 4 more years, 4 more years, because the Code Pink women were, I don't know, what were they saying? Stop the war or something?
Well,
radical, seditious?
Right. Medea and 7 other Code Pinkers got tickets to go into the area, but to the cheap seats. They got tickets from Republican friends.
Right.
And then they were assigned the cheap seats, and they just went over to the VIP section. Nobody stopped them. They said, you know, you couldn't get away with this as a Yankees game, but the security there was so pathetic. They had been completely searched, but security missed the fact that they each had at least 2 banners, like under a shirt or under their
pants. I love Medea Benjamin.
Medea's great.
I love Code Pink.
I know her because I'm out here. Mm-hmm. I love her. And she's just this little fireball. She's so
right,
cute.
Right.
And I think her banner said, stop the celebration, stop the occupation.
Yeah.
And another one said, your champagne flies while people die.
Yeah.
So they got up on their seats as he started to talk.
Hey, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Because I got to take a break here, Natalie. I'll come back to you because I don't hear the rest of this. Hold on just a second. This is Air America Radio.
In
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-464-0707. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of Tempur material, call 1-800-464-0707. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-464-0707. That's 1-800-464-0707.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew, program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton. Where's Jason, on vacation? Still? Jeez. Linda Blake, associate producer, and the woman who answers your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, who runs the website. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, who archives the programs. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. This weekend, if you have a chance, and we're coming right back to you here in just a second, Natalie. If you have a chance this weekend, go to two websites just for the sheer hell of it, AirAmericaRadio.com, and check out my site, MikeMalloy.com. I don't have anything to sell, you know, but it's a good site anyway. And thank you for this week dealing with somebody who's done the program all week. I'm not complaining. Done the program all week with a mouthful of stitches. They're slowly starting to dissolve, but you know, I had that surgery a week ago tonight, and you all have been very patient while I sit here and talk like somebody who has a mouthful of cockroaches or something. But you know, it's the stitches, and we'll probably rip the remaining ones out over the weekend. All right, back to Natalie. We're talking about Medea Benjamin and the Code Pink people who, you know, the thing that impressed me, I was watching the twerp's speech, Natalie, and all of a sudden I heard something. Of course, the cameras didn't go to the women, but I heard something and saw a bunch of heads swivel around, and then I heard, 4 more years! Why is it that the only way right-wingers or Republicans can respond when someone is making a legitimate protest is start chanting that brain-dead 4 more years thing?
That's all they got. If they turn it into a sporting event, it's their team versus our team. But I tell you, you know, they got up on their chairs and they each pulled out their banners, and they Medea and the gang started yelling, "Stop the occupation, warmongering," that kind of stuff. And so the cops surrounded them, and Medea said, "He's talking," because it was during the speech. She said, "He's talking about the right to dissent." and the cops didn't know what to do, Mike. The cops just said, "Okay, well, can you just give us your banners?" And so the cops took the banners and left the women there. And so they sat down like the ladies that they are, and they waited about 3 more minutes, and they got back up on their chairs and started screaming and yelling, "Stop the war." And so the cops took them all out. And Medea said that 6 of them were released pretty quickly, you know, right after the speech was over. But 2 of them, the toughest ones to take away, were arrested, the toughest ones being her, Medea, who's, you know, 5 foot nothing and weighs 90 pounds.
Right.
And Diane Wilson. But, you know, this is what Medea does. But also, behind the scenes, she does serious stuff. She just got back from the Jordanian-Iraqi border on January 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes over there. We raised over $600,000 for humanitarian aid and took it over there.
Yeah, well, liberal and progressive activists not connected to government in any way do that sort of thing.
Yeah, we follow up with our work.
Right. Republicans, conservatives, not connected with government, no more make a trip. And if they do make a trip to the Middle East, they go heavily guarded and protected. And they're cowards. Right-wingers are cowards. Yeah. Left-wingers and progressives and liberals are the people who really have courage in the society. And I think that's a given. That goes without saying. That it's only the liberals who really have the courage. You look at back over the history of this country, it's the liberals who had the courage to stand and fight. Conservatives have always ducked and covered and said to hell with it, let somebody else do it. So
and
I'm not surprised.
We can all proudly say we hate war because we can prove it doesn't work. It didn't work in Vietnam. It didn't work in Afghanistan. And I have no idea how things are going to end in Iraq.
I hear you. Natalie, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mike. Don't pull out your stitches.
No, they're slowly dissolving, but they're irritating the hell out of me, and I might do it, you know, it's fun. You pull stitches, and you know, it can be fun.
Well, have a great weekend doing that.
Thanks, Natalie.
Take care.
All right. it's like picking a scab. Vanessa is calling from New York City. Vanessa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay. Listen, you know, I had to make a comment about Nick calling in. I just got in from work about a half an hour ago, and I listened to the exchange, and I'm tired, but I almost fell on the floor laughing.
I know. How do you go on national radio and make an ass of yourself like that? I mean, everybody who's listening to the program is just cracking up over this guy.
And I was listening to each point, and I hate to say it, I don't want to generalize, but it just sounds so typical. It just throws out this question as if to say, okay, now I got you now. And then he's just trying to get specifics, and then all of a sudden throws in like a U-turn, something out of left field, and he's like, what? And I fell on the floor laughing. That's why I'm like, I had to call just to say, oh, my God. It was hilarious. That's all.
I know. I wish more of those freaks would call this program.
Oh, my God.
You know, I love having them on the air because...
I just,
They're so easy to bat around, and then eventually, I don't have to do anything. Eventually, they say something like Hitler attacking Pearl Harbor.
And that was like totally out of left field, and I'm like, where the hell did that come from? I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay, whatever. But I just had to tell you I loved it.
Well, me too.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in, Vanessa.
Okay, good night.
You have a good weekend. Oh, what are you typing up here? Kathy's typing stuff on the screen here for me. This is what he said? Well, maybe you're not seditious, but... And then he said Hitler attacked Pearl Harbor, and then he said, why aren't you... No, I said, why aren't you fighting in Iraq? And he said, I'll go if you go. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay. Boy, that's real courage. That's real dedication to your cause.
I'll do it if you do it.
Oh, man. No, I have a standing invitation to right-wingers. It's just like Bart Kopp, you know, a dear personal friend of mine, Bart Kopp at bartkopp.com. He's got a standing invitation for these right-wing trolls to meet him in his live chat rooms and get it on. And they never take him up on it. You know, they just send him hate mail, monkey mail, and never take him up on it. And I have a standing offer with any freak, right-wing freak who wants to call this program and carry on a conversation, which y'all can't do, but anyway... Hey, listen, thanks for participating this week, however you did it. I truly appreciate it. I'll see you Monday. Take care. All right. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. I'm going straight to hell. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney. Wherever you are.
Mail, sir. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Ah, let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain. The White House will unveil its latest request for funding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan sometime next week, a price tag expected to be in the $80 to $100 billion range. Sources say the Bush administration could release details as early as Tuesday. The package would push spending on the war to nearly $300 billion. Insurgents continue to ramp up their violence in Iraq in advance of the January 30th elections. One of the deadliest attacks Friday saw 14 Shiites killed when terrorists drove a car bomb up to a mosque in Baghdad. In Ramadi, insurgents captured and beheaded an Iraqi soldier on the street. An 11-year-old Florida boy has been found alive in Bartow County, Georgia, but his suspected kidnapper is still on the loose. Captain Dennis Stroh with the Marion County Sheriff's Department says they have a hunch on the suspect's location.
The sheriff of Bartow County, Georgia, just spoke to the sheriff in Marion County and indicated that they feel the suspect is contained in a wooded area, and according to his words, it's just a matter of time before they capture him.
Adam Kirkert was found about 2 miles from where the suspect's vehicle was discovered Friday morning outside Atlanta. Police are looking for 42-year-old convicted sex offender Frederick Fretz, who was last seen at a gas station. A spiritual start to the president's second term. Hours after stopping by nearly a dozen inaugural balls, President Bush attended a morning prayer service at Washington's National Cathedral, led by the Reverend Billy Graham, who offered thoughts for the commander-in-chief